Los.
I know what you're asking yourself, and the answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis.
Smoke.
I make fart noises with my mouth.
Los and Smoke.
Oh, yeah, you people are in trouble now.
They sure are. Yeah. You guys are going to love this.
But you know why you're in trouble? Because this went so well last time that we decided to do it again.
Yes. In a week's time.
Yeah.
Most podcasts don't do that. They give you 1 month at
yeah.
a time.
No, not us.
No, we had too many people saying, we want more Smoke and Los.
It's, yes, we they.
We're Los and Smoke.
It was overwhelming.
Well, I guess kind of overwhelming.
All 30 of you, I think.
That's a good start.
That's a good start.
Yeah.
That is a great start. That's about 27 more than I thought we'd get.
Well, that would have been me, you, and...
and Sue.
Sue, yeah.
Yeah. And so I don't even think Sony would have listened until I told her to.
But she enjoyed it, right?
She did. She did. Yeah. Once again...
No wonder you're marrying her.
I am the Reverend Smoke and Steve. He is Los, and we are Los and Smoke, back for round two.
Ding.
Did you just ding a bell?
I did.
You did?
That's in honor of the contender, which just finished up the other day.
And some guy named Steve Forbes won?
You know, I don't even watch it.
I didn't watch it either, but the guy who instituted the flat tax or wanted to institute the flat tax and ran for president won or something. The guy was
really?
Named Steve Forbes. That was the guy who ran for president, wasn't it?
Okay.
You don't know politics.
Politics? Who is the president?
We're going to become a socialist state in 20 years. Don't worry about
20
it.
20 years?
Be fine.
You're being conservative. And that's the first time you've ever been conservative.
I've never been conservative in my life. Thank you very little. But anyway, first of all, we want to say thank you to everyone who gave us the feedback.
Please,
and
give us more.
95% of it was good, actually.
Was there 5% that was bad?
A couple of people have said, well, you were a little, your mic wasn't quite there. and we're trying to fix these problems. You have no idea what we're going through. As a matter of fact, this is our second take. This is how much of a perfectionist we are about this. We're trying to be professional about this. We did a whole take of this and decided that it sucked.
It did suck.
It did. It was horrible. I totally deleted it. You will never hear that take. This is the second take of episode two.
Wow. It's like the Traveling Wilburys. Remember when they were going to release volume two and it got lost?
Something like that?
Yeah. No one does. I know.
No one has any clue about the Traveling Wilburys. Yeah. You just
Who
went
are
over
they?
Everybody's head.
Were they like a 50s comedy troupe or something?
They may as well have been. They were all in their 50s.
Oh, I love them.
But anyway, I do want to say thank you to everybody. And you did convince us that we needed to do this again. So here we are doing this again.
And let's see if you like our topic tonight.
It's an interesting one, and we're going to get to that in a little bit, but I have a couple of things here, first of
sure.
all. And first of all, I was listening to our friends over at Pork and Beans.
Yeah.
And they are our new friends,
yes.
I must say. We're kind of, they are...
We actually were podcast virgins, both of us, and we jumped in together.
We jumped in at the same time, and we all broke our cherries on this, all in one shot, baby.
I'm still cleaning the basement floor
Yay!
Because of that.
And yes, ladies and gentlemen, Los is currently in the rinse cycle.
Well,
actually,
yeah.
The rinse cycle, I think, ended 5 minutes ago. Is it spinning now?
Well, I think it's actually drying now.
Oh, okay.
Because we took a second take.
We had the rinse cycle going, and yes. We're doing laundry again.
Sorry, we'll try other things as time permits.
Actually, no, we won't. Who are we kidding? We're just going to do laundry jokes.
Yeah, it worked so well the first time.
It did. It worked like a charm. And now,
like a bucket of farts.
And now, our new slogan, ladies and gentlemen, come on in and sit on our rinse cycle. We know you want to.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
I know Fair Maiden wants to. She told us.
Ooh.
Yes. Oh, she said it right on our comments.
She's our first.
She is our first. We broke our cherry with Fair Maiden, ladies and gentlemen of New York.
Wow.
She is our first fan, and we want to say hi to her, and thank you very much for being our first
also
fan.
We should thank the people that said we should have a morning show. That was fantastic.
You know, I was thinking about that a lot since we did this the last time. I don't know if I've ever heard of anyone going from podcasting to morning radio.
Steve,
has it ever happened?
Steve, we are going to blaze some trails. We're going to do this.
We're going to blaze something later.
Most likely it's going to... Yeah, you know what? That would probably make it funnier. But we could only do that in California.
Ah.
And I don't think they keep us.
And only medicinally.
Well, we do need it.
Yeah, we need something. But, yeah, I mean, well, first of all, you know anything about me. I've been in radio for way too freaking long. And I've always wanted to do something like this personally because I've always done boring radio. I'm the guy who will tell you where the traffic is. You know, I might even tell you how the weather is going to be.
Hey, you broke that big tire fire in Philadelphia. That was
my big feather in my cap.
Yes.
And that and $1.50 gets me a Subway token, I think. And
oh, come on. People still talk about that tire fire.
Oh, they do. It closed down 95 for how? 10 days.
Okay. It's starting to be like the laundry conversation.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, let's talk traffic.
Yes. Let's Yeah, I'm going to tell you a whole bunch of past traffic stories about jackknife tractor trailers and something.
Tell us this Google story. Come on, Steve.
I could, like, can you hear that, Los? That's everybody switching over to pork and beans at this minute. They're doing it as we speak.
Yes. Yes. No live traffic reports here.
Well, if anyone out there runs a radio station, hey, we're available.
We are available.
We are very available. He's married and I'm engaged, so we're not available that way. But we're available in other ways.
See, the thing is, if you're going to send us to Topeka, Kansas, we're going to need some money.
Yeah.
Some scratch.
Because I think that's where the only radio jobs are.
And a list of all the bars and all the beer distributors.
Yeah.
Please.
Please. We could be working in North Dakota sometime soon. Bismarck, South Dakota, perhaps. I hear it's more happening there.
You know all the capitals to all the states, don't you?
I know at least 37 of them, I think.
Always room for improvement. Alaska, Steve, Alaska.
Juneau.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
And I only remember that because he was a good hockey player, Joey Juneau.
Whoa, yes. For you NHL fans, both of you.
There's got to be a few out there in Columbus or something.
Yeah, but they have to follow the Blue Jackets.
So anyway, yes, thank you to everybody, and we're going to try to make you laugh again. We're going to do our best, and a few acknowledgments, and we mentioned this on our first take, and we may as well do it again. I do have to say, one of our biggest fans was Becca, I think.
Yes, Dirty Birdie.
Yes, and I know she's having her baby soon. We know that because she posted a picture of herself at about the 9th month now.
Yes.
And may I say, she still looked hot.
Gorgeous.
I do. Yes.
I sincerely hope that this podcast will not induce her labor.
Maybe she's hoping it will.
Okay.
Maybe she's listening right now going, come on out.
You know what? Let's just move on, please.
Who else that listens to us can we make fun of right now?
Oh, Superstar loves us.
Oh, yeah, she does.
Yeah.
And we love Superstar.
Absolutely.
We love Bambi.
Bambi's great.
Yes. I'm telling you, if I ever got together with her, 8 seconds, best of her life. It would happen. No, it wouldn't happen. I'm a good boy.
I'm not really sure what to say at this point. There might be a lot of dead air right now, which Steve is used to, by the way.
I've done dead air before.
That's what
I've killed
said.
A lot of air. Hey!
I had a lot of that's what she said the first time around. I hope I can put some more in there.
That's
what she said.
Oh, I hope you can, too. And I think the listeners do, too. But anyway, well, one thing I was thinking about the Pork and Beans podcast is that they do a lot of bits.
Yes.
That's their thing. I don't know if it's necessarily our thing.
Probably not.
I don't know if it is.
We're not opposed to it.
No. I just think we need to come up with some ideas.
Sure.
First of all. And, well, I did, of course, come up with an idea. I mean, last week's podcast was Revolve. Totally, almost 90% of it around Lucy.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Lucy.
Lucy.
I wish she was more Lucy. Really do.
I don't know if you want them Lucy.
Oh, you do.
No, listen. No. You want them tightened certain parts, but Lucy in others.
I just want them to say yes. That's it. I don't care.
There was a time in my life when I would have settled for a maybe later.
Like next century. Next century.
Hey.
If that happened in 1999.
It would have been perfect.
Yeah.
Sure. I don't know what you just said. I have no idea what you meant.
Must be the pain medication talking.
Oh, no.
I just emptied a bottle like T.O. did.
No.
We
made a promise.
I want to
hear
him.
No T.O. jokes.
Oh, come on. He must have realized
Drew Bledsoe was his quarterback.
I came up with that first, damn it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is everybody who's listening from Lords and Vengeance tuning out right now because they don't want to hear anything more about T.O. ever again.
Ever
again. So anyway, what was I going to? Oh yes, the bit idea that we're coming up with revolving around Los's stories, because Los has many more of these stories.
I do, and a couple with Lucy.
A couple with Lucy, yeah, but here's the thing. I think that every story you tell about one of your past conquests, no matter what the woman, no matter who the woman is, they should always be named Lucy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. Because I've never gone out with a Lucy before. Not that I know of, at least.
And the reason why is because I think the name of this bit should be Los Loves Lucy.
Ooh, that's an alliteration.
It's a many other things.
Hey,
might even be onomatopoeia.
You know, I think my sixth grade teacher, Mrs. Taylor, probably is really happy about this right now. That
I'm
I
sure
remember
she's
alliteration.
Yes, I'm sure
she's always
listening.
Say caviar.
Wait.
Caviar.
What the hell was that?
Remember she did that?
I don't know if I remember that, because I had her too, and I don't remember the caviar.
You had her too, huh?
No.
No, when someone said something brilliant, she would always say caviar. Uh-huh. Hmm. I don't know. It's really pointless.
What the fuck does that mean?
Whoa! Put that parental advisory tag
up. Yes,
now.
That was. I only did that just to put the explicit tag on this week.
It's folks. It's time to put your kids to bed right now.
Get them out of here, will you? Get them out of here.
Wow.
So okay. So I think that should be the name of the segment, and I think the segment should have theme music.
Okay, I'm up for anything,
ladies and gentlemen. We are now about to introduce music into the podcast. Aren't you excited? Can't you just feel the tension?
No, we've had music.
Well, just at the beginning of the end, yes. But never in the middle. So
there's a joke in there somewhere. Please help us.
That's what she said. I think.
I figure you can add "that's what she said" to anything.
How old can that joke get, by the way?
You know, I'm going to keep trying.
You're going to age it like a fine wine, aren't you? So anyway, this is my first idea for the Los Loves Lucy theme music. Well, this is the obvious one. Lucy, it'll kick in. I
love Lucy. Now, this is something that Charlie Brown didn't sing to Lucy.
No. I don't think Charlie Brown
would. I love Lucy and
hey, it's Ricky Ricardo.
Yes.
We're as happy
wow.
as you can be.
Did you know the song had words?
I didn't even know about this song.
Well, you know the original theme.
Well, yeah, but...
But you didn't know that the theme had words.
No, I think there was a commercial out that was like, I'm just wild about Harry. Remember that little
Harry? That's different. Harry has nothing to do with Lucy. In fact, I don't think Harry ever met Lucy in his life.
That's possible.
So that's your first choice.
So the neat thing is, like, I could be talking about Lucy with Ricky Ricardo singing in the background.
Sure, yeah. I mean, wow. Or you could be talking about Lucy with Spock in the back. Or no, not Spock. Kirk in the background. You could talk about him with Spock in the background, too.
Did Spock do a song about Lucy?
No, but Kirk did. And this is it.
I always knew he was way out.
That was... You just did the Paul Lynn laugh. Like the center square.
Yeah, but I didn't take it off the butt.
Oh! That's what she said. So, this could be it, too.
Picture yourself
with William Shatner talking behind you.
He is a real whore. He just sells himself out to everything.
As opposed to one of them fake whores.
I can understand why he does Priceline commercials now. In fact, that's like an improvement to this. Oh, that's awful.
So which one do you think it should be?
I got to go Ricky Ricardo. But you know what? We could have people email us in or go on our podcast site and vote on this.
Decide Los's music?
With yes. Sun in her yeah. eyes?
Kind of like the way Katie Couric had everyone decide what her sign-off was going to be?
Yeah, I was going to email something in, but I wasn't sure if she wanted something dirty or dirty.
No. What would you have emailed in for Katie Couric to use as her sign-off?
Go fuck yourself, United States! Something like that. Something
I think
snappy.
That was taken already.
Snappy. Something's good.
Something snappy.
Yes.
Give him a C, a bouncy C.
bouncy.
So, well, we're going to lean toward the first
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I like Ricky Ricardo better. I'd probably throw up in my mouth if I heard any more of that.
But anyway, this kind of leads into to what our topic for today
yeah,
is.
Yeah, you came up with this. This is a great
idea.
This is a great idea.
And it's not like anything like this hasn't been done a million times before, but hey, screw it. We're going to do it a million and one.
Hey, I don't know if a lot of these other people have done exactly the songs that we're playing.
No, they may not have chosen the particular ones. The idea I came up with is that, you know, Los and I are music fans. We're music collectors.
Yeah, we have thousands of CDs.
And we just decided to pick some of the weirdest CDs that we ever thought to buy. and just bring them out here, throw them out there, and just rag on them, if I will.
I was a dollar rack whore at CD stores.
Oh,
just
boy.
Just going in and going, you know what? This looks like a pretty good album. It's a dollar. Let me give it a try. It sucks.
And then you came home and figured out why it was a dollar.
Yes.
You paid about 50 cents too much.
Over and over again.
Yes. So this first one that we're going to pull out, this is from Los's record collection.
Yes. CD collection, actually.
CD collection, if you will.
I Lady, will.
Will you really?
I will.
What? I don't know why that was funny.
I'll tell you what. If you want to go to my record collection, I got like Puff the Magic Dragon and I don't know.
I don't know why that whole "I will" exchange was funny. To be honest with you, I just started laughing. I'll stop now.
Stop laughing at your own jokes.
Yeah, I know, because you know you don't want "I am unstoppable" to start criticizing
that's right.
you. Yes,
he's a nasty person.
Oh, but he's a lovable nasty person.
He's lovably nasty.
He is very much so. Anyway, this is Hino. Ladies and gentlemen, Los owns this CD.
It's a three CD set.
It's a three CD box set of Hino.
And you wonder why the Germans drink so much. This is why. To make these songs palatable. It's true.
Now, tell us a little bit about who Hino is.
Hino has been called the German Elvis. He's a German folk singer.
Did he eat peanut butter and banana sandwiches and shoot the TV? Is that why?
I don't think he did.
He may have.
He wears a toupee that actually levitates off his head.
It makes him look like a Q-tip, this thing.
And he wears sunglasses because his eyes look like gecko eyes.
Wow.
One focuses one way, another one focuses the other way.
In other words, he has the unique ability to hunt birds and squirrels at the same time, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, so anyway, when I hear these songs, I think of the times that my parents dressed me up in lederhosen and I chafed. You don't know chafing. I swear, you don't know chafing until you wear lederhosen and your balls are bleeding. It's true.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, if you're chafing with anything else except lederhosen, you're just not chafing properly.
That's chafing wannabes.
That is chafing. You're faking the chafing.
Faux chafe. Faux chafe. So anyway, you can see like he does a lot of really corny, cheesy stuff. And it makes you bang your head until you go to sleep at night, which I did.
That's how you got yourself to sleep.
Yes.
So that is Hino, ladies and gentlemen.
It's brutal.
That song was called, Caramba Caracho Ein Whiskey.
Yes, I think it means shut this fucking song off and get me a drink. I believe that's the exact translation. I'm not totally sure. I could be wrong.
Well, Los did get an A in German.
I did. No kidding.
He did.
I grew up learning German.
Exactly. Yeah. And then he takes German classes for 4 years.
And in college, I minored in German, too.
What is with you?
I don't know. I got a cold.
That's like Paris Hilton going to college and majoring in whore. That's what she'll major, you know? Because it's easy for her. She knows how to do that.
She is trying to take on the Grand Canyon at this point.
Ladies.
Oh, boy.
Yeesh.
Oh, boy.
This next CD, and I think that the name of this artist is aptly titled.
Yes.
Richard Cheese.
If you haven't heard of this guy, listen up. This is great stuff. He's a lounge singer. He does great music, but the lounge songs he does are recordings from other famous bands like Nine Inch Nails and Nirvana. It's great.
Okay, I'm just gonna throw this one out here. Now we've already heard four of these songs beforehand, but I'm gonna throw the first one out because it's classic, and then I'm just gonna go to a track that I haven't heard
before. Yeah, go deeper.
I'm gonna go a little
deeper. That's what she said.
Ouch. She gets around, doesn't she? Ladies and gentlemen, Richard Cheese.
Here's one for the ladies.
Oh.
Rape me.
Wow.
Rape me, my friend.
Steve, would you ever consider playing this during cocktail hour?
Depends on who's getting married.
Rape me.
And if they paid the bill on time, you know? If they haven't paid me yet, they might get this.
It could make cocktail hours so much better.
Oh, yeah.
Hate me.
So, lounge singing Rape Me, okay.
That's Nirvana, by the way.
Yes.
Casey didn't know
that. Let's just go. I'm just going to pick a song at random. I don't know what I'm about to play right now, but I'm going to find out.
Very talented musicians, by the way.
Do you know what this song is?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay.
not off the top of my bald spot.
You let me violate you.
Oh, it's Nine Inch Nails. get to the main part. This is great.
Just the main part. Let's just wait here for it.
I don't think people will mind.
You let me complicate you.
Let's get this explicit tag. Let's really make use of it.
Help me, I broke apart my inside.
That's what she said.
Toe tapping.
Help me, I've got no soul to sell. Help me, the only thing that works for me.
This guy's got
weight on it.
This guy's got pipes.
Get away from myself. I want to fuck you like an animal.
Hey-o!
Now, are you going to tell me you're not going to download this song immediately after you got done listening to this?
That is Richard Cheese, and yes, it is spelled C-H-E-E-S-E. In case you want to search for it.
Obviously, if you want to shorten it to Dick Cheese.
I did not even put that together until now.
That's why I'm here. I bring this to the table. This is what I bring to the table. The dirt and the slime and the sludge.
Let's go to track 6 of Dick Busted. Cheese.
Busted.
I discussed this song on the blog recently.
Yeah, you did.
Bust a move.
If you want it, you got it.
It's great.
If you want it, baby, you got it. If you want it, you got it.
Smokey, you know that he's got like 6 or 7 albums out.
Here is a jam for
6 or 7?
Yes.
Wow.
Including a greatest hits album. He's been around that long.
That's amazing.
Yeah, this guy's great. I think he's from Philadelphia, too.
I never knew.
Yes.
How did you find this guy?
I had heard of him on Preston and Steve, another morning show.
Okay.
And actually, a guy brought over the CD at one of my parties, and I was like, this is amazing. We need everyone to hear this.
You could sex her, but
And it was amazing. My parties are pretty fun. And not saying this wasn't fun, but everyone sat around the radio listening to this, waiting for every word to come out.
Wow.
It was great.
You want it. You got it.
I
got
to see what the next track is.
Please.
I got to see.
The best part is it has nothing to do with the song. He's just got his own little beat, and he just puts the song in. It is really neat. I think. Maybe the song sucks.
You feel that?
You feel that?
Oh, shit.
I feel like I'm a teenager here. We're like listening to bad records in the basement.
Richard Pryor.
Yes.
Yeah, I know this song. I can't remember who does this.
Get up,
come on, get down. I think it's like Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, okay.
It's a nice little soft song. It's just evil.
This song should be playing like on the Lords of Vengeance homepage.
Hey, that's a great idea.
If we could find a way to embed music, I would totally throw that in.
One of the people we go to, one with people we blog, they have that. They have the music on the side.
I gotta figure out how to do that.
Yeah.
It seems that all that was good.
What's the track?
By the way,
one more.
Catorze.
This is a new one.
A new one.
A newer one.
Señores, me llamo Ricardo Queso. Let's mambo.
Maybe it's not that new.
It's not mambo number 5, is it?
It might be.
I can't believe the news today.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's you too.
I can't close my eyes and make it go away. How long?
It's got a little Spanish touch to it.
Got a little hot sauce.
Bono Sanchez.
Ooh. As long as it doesn't have a dirty Sanchez, I think we're okay.
Hey-o.
Broken bottles. All right.
I'm done with that.
That was great.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, I bought a few songs along with me.
I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
I hope. Maybe I won't be excited after this, but as of right now, I'm excited.
I think I'm going to... Well, should I... Nah, I should just play that one. Why not? Let me find the good one.
There's a good one on this?
Well, no, there's no good ones on this, but this was probably the weirdest album I've ever owned. I don't own it anymore. It was so bad, I threw it out a window.
But then you downloaded it.
I downloaded just this one song as an example of this album that I once owned.
So you paid for this song twice.
Gee, that would be true, wouldn't it? That would make me a real asshole.
So why did they call you smoking? Because you're an asshole?
This is Bruce Willis. Now, I actually thought that this was a good idea to buy this album back in the late 80s, the or the early 90s, whenever it came out.
It came out the late 80s.
I think I got it like a year or so after. This song was a hit.
I don't understand it either.
We
are a sick people. I mean, when Paris Hilton can put a song out, that's a hit. We are a sick country.
All of the good things about the 80s were just kind of counterbalanced by this.
Well, even Eddie Murphy had a hit.
I know, and it was a good one.
Yeah, it was a good one. I liked it.
I thought so.
My girl wants to party all the time.
This is Respect Yourself. The Staples Singers. By the way, the Staples Singers version, a great version. And, you know, my way of thinking was, oh, yeah, Bruce Willis is, like, the coolest actor in the world. I heard this song. I kind of liked it. And then I went out and bought the album in a bargain bin for about $3.99, I think.
Ding, 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 ding.
And it sucked. It was so bad. I felt so ashamed.
Now, were the salespeople, like, snickering when you went up there and said, I'm going to pay $4 for this?
I think they actually called other salespeople out of the back to look at me.
Took pictures of you, put them up on the wall.
Yes. You know, just post for this one picture. You're our 1 millionth customer.
Yeah.
And this is the guy who bought the Bruce Willis album.
You were the one, huh?
I am the one. But you think it gets worse? It gets worse.
I can't believe that.
I downloaded some songs just for this podcast. I spent money on this podcast.
And the podcast is free, right?
The podcast totally is free to everyone out there except me. I paid about $10 for it.
Steve, you're amazing.
I am.
Amazing.
What did I do that for? But it's going to make for some
That's
very great
the first
comedy.
Time you said that.
This is one of the songs I downloaded because we were going off of weird songs. Doesn't get any weirder than this.
Yeah, I guess I can't really talk because I bought a 3-CD set of Hino.
Yeah, you did. But I think I would. I think getting Hino is better than this.
Well, getting Hiney is better than this. As long as it's clean, ladies.
Yes. Please clean your Hino.
Clean that wrinkled star, people.
Oh, Lord.
Going down that,
we are
going down that Hershey Highway.
We are
now
going down a bad path here.
Yes, the Hershey Highway.
And we're doing it to Pat Boone in the background. Yes, it's Pat Boone.
Wow.
We are playing Pat Boone on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
That may never have been done.
On any pod, I defy any podcast to play a Pat Boone song. Especially Pat Boone covering Dio.
Wow.
It's coming. It's coming.
That's what she said. Holy diver, you've been down too long in the midnight sea. You're jamming to this thing.
Oh, yeah.
You're too excited about Pat Boone. Too excited.
Ride the tiger. Ride the tiger, baby.
Someone needs to put you down. Don't you know what
I mean? Now. And not only did I download one Pat Boone song.
You didn't.
I downloaded two. Who?
You were the guy.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You were the guy.
I was the guy on iTunes who downloaded two Pat Boone songs.
Is he doing Enter Sandman?
He is. And he's doing it like he's in Vegas, baby.
I think the Earth was just thrown out of orbit.
Imagine, they had a marketing meeting for this. Somebody came
and
up and said...
And I know who was on that board. Quirky from Life Goes On.
Yeah.
This is the only explanation for this.
He came up with a great idea.
Awful.
He said, you know what? I got an idea.
I hate that. Did I say... I'm sorry. I don't really mean that. I love everybody the same.
Actually, you hate everybody the same.
It's true. So people actually listened to him and they said, you know what? Yes, we need to do this with Pat Boone.
Yes, I got a great idea. Pat Boone doing metal songs.
Speechless.
Here it comes. We're off to never land. Nice.
Wasn't Pat Boone like wholesome and everything too? And
he was.
He wore like leather and like spikes and stuff like that.
Yeah. He got some people really pissed too.
Hey, at least someone gave a shit about him.
Exactly. He got some.
When was the last time anyone gave a shit about Pat Boone?
He got some press out of the deal.
No offense to all you Pat Boone fans.
Yeah, all and I know that there's a lot of Pat Boone fans listening to this.
Yes. Yeah, they don't have computers at all.
No.
They're listening to Pat Boone on the 8-track right now.
They bought this record at Krause's. We're gonna go to Krause's and buy an album of Pat Boone.
What, did you lose a bet? Awful.
Now,
awful.
Now I can go even better because this would not be complete without the Hoff. It would not be complete.
You're doing this just because I'm German, aren't you?
Yes.
This is the only reason you did this.
This is the only reason.
This is another reason why Germans drink. This is the only possible way that, Hasselhoff became popular, because Germans drink so much. And you're like, you know what? This guy sounds pretty good. I don't understand it. David, it sounds a little bit like Heino. Listen to it.
Do you think?
A little bit.
Wait a second. Well, Hustle's the
name of the game. He's got a deep voice.
He sounds like an asshole more than a Heino.
Why do they call you Hasselhoff or the Hoff? Because you're an asshole?
Thank you. Oh, man. Wow. Now
you have seen that video.
Of course.
On YouTube.
It's classic.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it, go to YouTube. What's the song again?
Hooked on a Feeling.
Go see it. You won't believe your eyes.
You'll thank us later.
You either may not believe your eyes or poke your eyes out after seeing this.
So we have this, and we did Kirk earlier.
Yes.
Now we'll do Spock.
Wait, so Spock has one too?
Spock has. I downloaded this.
Well, if I had a hammer.
You know what? The good news about this is it'll clear your system right out. Oh, and Beck, I hope you're not going into labor with this song.
No, don't. Oh, great. We just induced labor. Sorry.
Well, actually,
breathe.
Actually, Spock did. Spock actually did.
And I learned a valuable lesson.
Don't blow into the microphone.
Exactly.
That's what she said.
That just sounded like I shoved the microphone up my ass.
I really did. Yeah, you better rinse that off when you're done. Man, that is a nasty song.
It gets even better. How about Spock doing Johnny Cash?
I did just throw up a little bit in my mouth.
I keep a close watch on this.
Oh, yeah. The man in black.
I keep my eyes.
Or in this case, light blue.
Who would have thought that a Vulcan would have done this? Awful.
He's Vulcan crazy, is what he is.
Stretch, but kind of funny. Come on.
Oh.
Hey, it's free. Shut the fuck up.
Please. That's a way to tell him, Los. That's right. A way to tell him. That's a way to piss off.
You can take your criticism and shove it up your ass. We'll play Spock anytime we want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who do you people think you are, anyway?
Hey, keep it up. We'll put Shatner back in.
Oh, yeah?
Don't dare us.
Oh, I will.
I told you to shut the fuck up.
Mr. Tambourine Man.
Oh, my God.
You're in trouble now.
Hey, do you ever play these songs at the bars?
Never.
I'm coming to a bar and requesting Shatner. Shatner! I want Shatner! I'm doing it. Instead of Freebird, we're doing Shatner.
It's very, very telling that you would yell like that during this song, because this version of Mr. Tambourine Man, the way Shatner plays it, have you ever heard it?
Yes, I've seen the video.
And he plays it like...
Sleepy.
Listen.
Isn't the one where he's like smoking a cigarette?
No, that's Rocket Man.
Oh, yeah.
But he plays it like a crazed lunatic who needs a friend.
Oh, yeah?
And is stalking the Tambourine Man. He's coming up like... Well, wait for the lyrics. Just listen.
He wants to give the Tambourine Man... Okay. I'll say that one.
Jingle morning. I'll come following you.
He's coming to follow the Tambourine Man.
He is ready to give the Tambourine Man a blumpkin. There is no doubt.
Your magic swirling ship.
You see it?
Awful.
Is it? I'm actually going to forward to the end of this. Hold on. Wait. Where's the end?
Do I have a choice?
Yeah, one more. A little bit more. Because you got to... How this song ends is classic.
Yeah, because it's over.
Wait a second. Here comes Mr. Tambourine Man. Wait a second.
Mr. Tambourine Man!
Oh my God. Do you realize that somebody gave birth to him?
Yes. And it wasn't Becca, thank God.
Please do not give birth to Shatner.
To the next William Shatner, we implore you.
That was
honey.
Terrible.
So anyway.
Yeah, if we have any people that are left, bravo.
They're
you guys
all
deserve a gold star for listening to this entire podcast.
They're all
podcast.
Listening to Pork and Beans now, I'm telling you.
Awful.
We're here to drive listeners over there. Now this. You will love this.
I can't believe that you just did this. After you, you coward. This is the Macho Man.
It is. Oh, you set it off. Oh. This is Randy Macho Man Savage doing his rap album. But if you don't know wrestling, he's the guy who did the Snap Into the Slim Jim commercials.
Sounds like a cat in a blender. Oh. On high.
On high.
Puree.
Yes. This album purees cats.
Yeah, by the way, what happened there? I mean, there is no possible way that anyone gives a crap about Randy Macho Man Savage anymore. We are more meaningful than him at this point.
You think so?
Oh, listen to this. Just keep listening to this.
Would Randy the Macho Man Savage do a podcast and play Pat Boone? I don't think so.
We are more meaningful than him.
Yes. One last song, and I'm going to end the segment with this. Thank God. One last song.
I can't believe someone did a remake of this. Wasn't the first time bad enough?
Yeah, well, it gets worse.
No, impossible. This is not William Hwang, is it?
William Mahung.
Oh.
And YMCA.
You know what? God bless him, because you know what? I think he finally got laid. Finally.
By who?
Oh, I don't know.
I hope it was a woman.
I don't think it matters to him at this time.
It could be a panda, and he would just, I think he would be happy.
I sing better in the shower than this, and I don't want to even subject you guys to that.
No.
I do have a karaoke machine. Maybe some night we can do a podcast with karaoke.
Karaoke music. In the shower?
No, not in the shower. Just down in the basement. I'm not going to, no.
Karaoke with laundry. That would, yeah.
Karaoke on the rinse cycle.
Karaoke on the rinse cycle, yes. God, I could just see people tuning in to that one. Oh, gee, karaoke and a rinse cycle.
He'd probably assume, what was the one comment that guy Scott made about farting ourselves to the moon? We would probably be more likely to do that.
We would have a better chance of farting ourselves to the moon.
Exactly. Yes. That's the best one. That's why we're here.
Can we just get out of here, please? I think we've subjected these poor people to enough. We really have.
All right, who sings this one?
Well, this is the official band of the Los and Smoke podcast, of course.
Electric Six.
This is how we cleanse our ears.
By the way, Radio Gaga, great version of it.
Yes, I think so.
Well, I think we spent enough time here.
I think so. We spent 36 minutes here. We've gone 8 minutes over the last time.
That's what she said.
I'm the Reverend Smoke and Steve. He's Los. Thanks for putting up with us this long.
Peace.
And what's your